Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 29th of the blessed month of Ramadan, and our topic is taking a different route on the day of Eid. My dear brothers and sisters, it is something beautiful for Muslim society to be connected in love and friendliness. And Eid comes as a great chance to achieve this relationship and strengthen it. Therefore, it is preferred for Muslims to meet the biggest number of Muslims possible on the day of Eid, even if it was just a greeting. Therefore, the Prophet ﷺ used to go out to the Eid prayer on one path and return from the prayer using another path, so he could see the biggest number of Muslims on the two paths, as some of the ulama have explained. Jabir ibn Abdullah, he narrated radiyallahu an, saying, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم عيد خالف الطريق. On the day of the Eid prayer, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to return, meaning from the prayer, from a different way than the one by which he went. This hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and others. My dear brothers and sisters, perhaps for the same reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not prefer to go to the prayer riding, so that his journey or the path that he was taking could be an opportunity to give salams to people, to give the greetings of peace to his fellow Muslims. It was narrated that Ali radiallahu an said, من السنة أن تخرج إلى العيد ماشيا وأن تأكل شيئا قبل أن تخرج. It is from the sunnah to leave for Eid, meaning the Eid prayer, walking, and to eat something before leaving. And this hadith is found in the Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi, who graded that Hassan, and also Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah graded this hadith Hassan as well. So my dear brothers and sisters, a Muslim should observe the purpose of taking a different path, that is, to give salams and congratulations to his fellow Muslim. The sunnah is not for him to stay silent, but rather to increase his greetings upon people, even if he or she does not know them. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, there are other reasons that the ulama have given why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take one path and come back via another, but the most important reason is to follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if we don't know the exact reason, because he is the best example for us, as the Quran and Sunnah teach us. And there have been other opinions as to why he would change his route, as we mentioned. From them was that he did this sallallahu alayhi wasallam so that the two routes would bear witness for him, or it was said so that their inhabitants, jinns and humans, would bear witness for him. It was also said that it was to make manifest the symbols of Islam on both routes, or to make manifest the remembrance of Allah. It was also said to annoy the hypocrites and the disbelievers by showing the large number of those who were with him. Wallahu a'lam, and there are many more reasons mentioned, but as we said, the main reason is to follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that is enough for us. And finally, we leave you with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you shall be rightly guided. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.